On tonight's show, 1 in 5 couples getting married this year are going to meet online. Well, that being said, we'll teach you how to build your online persona to find the perfect mate. It's The Night Side, 7 to 10 on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010.
And that's Tony Chapman doing the show tonight for Barb DiGiulio. He did it last night as well and did a fantastic job. A lot of things that we're trying to get for you this afternoon. Got some great stuff. And after 2 o'clock here on In-Depth Radio and Toronto News Talk 1010, stay-at-home dads. Stay-at-home dads. Cheat more. How does that happen? Why is that? Are you one of them after 2 o'clock here on News Talk 1010? Terrence Young is a conservative MP. He's from the Oakville area, and he has been making a lot of noise for a good amount of time over the past couple of years, saying that we need more awareness of the effects of Wi-Fi, the effects of the cell phone that you hold in your hand right up to your head many times. And there should be warning labels on these things. In fact, a lot of these guys would go on to say that they should be banned from places like elementary schools because Health Canada has said, at least for young people, you should limit the exposure to Wi-Fi and to cell phones. But they've stopped at any real warning. Why? Because maybe we don't really know the effects right now. I'm not sure how you can, you know, do any research when you might need decades to say prolonged exposure does X. Everybody knows that cigarettes cause lung cancer, but it took a while to get to that conclusion. So what do you do? Well, in France and in Israel, Wi-Fi is banned in preschools. They want to do it apparently for elementary schools. In France and Belgium, it's illegal for cell phone ads to target kids under the age of 14, and phones intended for young children are banned. In Berkeley, California, they passed a law recently requiring health warnings to be distributed with the purchase of any cell phones. Are these things that we need? Are these things that we should have? Again, I think when you do any real science, you would need, you know, decades of scientific research to jump to get to these conclusions. Health Canada says the radiation off of Wi-Fi or cell phones is under what it considers to be a healthy limit. But there's all sorts of, and let me read you some of the scary things that just appeared in front of the House of Commons Health Committee. Dr. Martha Herbert said that it increases your child's chance of being autistic. Dr. Davis said that it contributes to infertility in rats. And Dr. Anthony Miller, a professor emeritus at the University of Toronto, said it increases the risk of breast cancer when women carry the bra on the cell phone. How many people, how many women actually still or even do that, carry their bra on their cell phone? Meh? Anyone? So to talk about this, he's the former president of Microsoft Canada. Yeah, former president of Microsoft Canada. And he's on the side of warnings. He's the chair and the CEO of Canadians for Safe Technology. Frank Clegg joins us. Frank, thanks for your time.
Thank you for the invitation.
So yesterday, there was one MP trying to sound a pretty loud alarm. And I know he's also tried to get Health Canada put these warning labels on cell phones and Wi-Fi, but still nothing. Is our government serving us?
Well, our track record in our government is, if you think about protecting us from cancer or BPA and asbestos, it just takes a long, long, long time. And what we're trying to do is to get them to move a little faster and have learned from how long it took us to react to protecting Canadians and some of those other harmful substances. We're asking them to act a little quicker and evaluate the science a little more rigorously than they have in the past.
But they would say that the science isn't, there's not enough there because, you know, we don't have the years of information to get to the conclusions that I would say that you've already got to.
Well, I spent the last 2 years of my life talking to PhD and experts around the world and interviewing them and reading through the research. And we presented 140 studies to Health Canada a year ago that show harm to humans and animals at limits at radiation levels significantly below Canada's current guidelines. And we have yet to receive a response, an official, full, detailed response to our submission. So if my volunteer group can find 140 studies that show harm, what would happen if Health Canada truly did a rigorous, proper review of all the science that's out there?
Well, they would say that that isn't conclusive. And what would you say to that?
Well, I don't know how they can make the statement it's not conclusive. They did give us a summary spreadsheet that said, well, of the 140, there's 36 that actually passed their first level of criteria, right? Is it repeatable? Is it a control environment? Have you got control groups and all that? So we did get a spreadsheet back from them, and now we're saying, okay, now show us how this is not, these studies are not something you should be considering.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have essentially said that the radiation that comes off of Wi-Fi and the radiation that comes off of cell phones is under the Health Canada limit. And then they go on to say that you should limit the length of cell phone calls, use hands-free, text instead of calling. And many people are wondering, well, if Health Canada is warning parents to limit their kids' cell phone use, how could they also claim that there's no evidence?
Well, it's a very confusing, and that, you're asking the million-dollar question that we've been asking for 2 years now. How can you speak out of both sides of your mouth? Why do you put that out, this caution to parents, and at the same time say there's no harm? We believe our experts, not me, I'm not an expert, but we brought in people from Harvard, from Yale. You mentioned Dr. Davis, who was a part of the team that won the Nobel Prize. That level of quality of expert to show there is harm.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Nobody wants to hear your message, and maybe that's why it's not resonating, because essentially you're telling people that shoes are bad for them, because I think that almost 24 million Canadians have a cell phone, probably a smartphone. And you've seen kids today, even people who are my age, they're on it all the time. So you're really a huge buzzkill, Frank.
No, Jim, we're not saying don't use the technology. What we're saying, I've used technology all my life. I've been in the business my whole career. I still am heavily involved and involved with companies using technology. What we're saying is just be aware. Don't put it to your head, period, full stop. Don't take the risk of glioma, which is a very aggressive form of brain cancer. If you're a man, don't store it in your pants pocket with the phone checking. It checks with the cell tower several hundred times a minute to make sure it's there. Completely unnecessary. If you're a young woman, don't put it in your bra. If you're a guy, don't put it in your pocket up near your heart.
All right. Listen, I think it's interesting that you're the former president of one of the biggest technology companies in the world, and yet you're at the front of this kind of battle to draw awareness to radiation off of Wi-Fi and or cell phones. So I want to get you, I want to ask you in a second, what other things you do. And here's the real question for my listeners right now. I mean, this is something that you might not want to hear, but perhaps the evidence is pointing towards a direction, just like in cigarettes, we find out in 20, 10 years that these things might be bad for us when a whole bunch of us have brain tumors. Do you feel safe with your cell phone? 416-872-1010. 145 in-depth radio in Toronto. News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic. All right. I'd like to hear from stay-at-home dads coming up after 2 o'clock, because this defies all logic. Anything that we've heard of the great sacrifices for the loving fathers who've decided to stay at home for all the right reasons, statistics show more likely to cheat. More likely to cheat after 2 o'clock here on News Talk 1010. We're joined right now. Again, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about one lone Conservative MP yesterday having a press conference demanding that Health Canada warn people about the dangers of cell phones and Wi-Fi. You guys deal with it every single day. It's everywhere you go. And I want you to call, I want you to put your hand on your phone and call me right now. Do you feel that that device is safe? For your kids too. 416-872-1010. Star Talk is star 8255. Frank Clegg, again, listen to the resume. Former head of Microsoft Canada, And now he spends his time trying to warn people of the dangers that he says come in forms of Wi-Fi and cell phones. He's the head of Canadians for Safe Technology. So again, Frank, you have a smartphone, yes or no?
Yes.
And you, if you don't keep it in your pocket, where do you keep it?
I carry a little notebook, and it has a little pocket inside it. And I find by having it there, I'm keep it away from my body.
So you do you is Bluetooth bad too?
Yes.
So you use like the little headphone with the microphone thing in it,
or the speaker, and I hold it away at least a couple of feet from my body.
And so you carry that little so you carry the phone in that what are you calling it again?
It's just like a little one of these little notebooks, right?
And so where do you carry that?
Well, I carry that, certainly for any meetings that I'm in, I carry it that way.
Okay.
But I also, when I do carry it and I need to, and I'm just out, I will turn it, I will put it in airplane mode.
Okay.
And then check for messages periodically.
Do you have kids?
Yes, we have two daughters.
And how old are they?
They're in their 20s.
Okay, they're in their 20s now, but I'm guessing you do not have Wi-Fi.
And we've never had Wi-Fi in our house.
And what would you advise people, again, from Canadians for Safe Technology if they have kids and Wi-Fi?
Well, we have our 8 tips, but the one on the Wi-Fi is what we say is sometimes it's difficult to run cables in the wall. So for sure, minimally, go to Rona or Canadian Tire and buy the timer that you put your lights on, stick the router in there, and make sure that when you're sleeping, the router is off because you absolutely don't need it. And that gives your body, especially kids, when they're growing and their kids are amazing healing engines, so that when you're sleeping, your body's in a state of rest and repair from the Wi-Fi.
Do you think twice about going into Starbucks or other places, Tim Hortons, that has Wi-Fi?
Yes, all the time now.
And do you avoid them?
Yes.
So where do you go to a little, like every, you can't go anywhere then, Frank.
It's harder. Here's what I do. If somebody just determined they want to have a Tim's coffee or whatever, I will go in and I'll ask where the router is and I'll sit as far away. You know, even 10 or 20 feet of distance, the radiation goes down significantly. It goes down exponentially. So even 10 or 20 feet, we say distance is your friend. So I will sit in a Tim Hortons if necessary, and I will have, I will be as far away from the router where I am. When I eat at a restaurant, same question. Tell me where the router is. And most people now know, or they go find out for you. So you can do things to make sure you distance yourself. But, you know, my car, I do not have my phone on in my car unless very, very necessary.
All right. Let me just ask you one final question. I mean, we've just come through a winter where everybody was talking about vaccinating their kids, and everybody was saying that these anti-vaxxers were tinfoil hat-wearing folk. What do you say to the people who paint you that way?
I just say go look at the science. Go to our website and review the strong science that shows impact on sperm and males. Period. Full stop. You know, published peer-reviewed studies. Go read the material from the Harvard University professor who's saying she thinks there's a link to autism. The science isn't there yet, but why do you take the risk, right? Go and read the science. Spend the time and invest that I have personally in reading the science and researching it. And you will change. We're not saying don't use the technology. We're just saying use it safely.
All right, Frank, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the invitation again.
He's the former head of Microsoft Canada. Now he heads up an organization called Canadians for Safe Technology. So is anybody buying any of that stuff? Listen, I don't think it's entirely safe. I don't know. The scientists who have convinced Health Canada not to put these warnings on it are the scientists who recognize some of the things that Frank's talking about, but still say, listen, we don't have definitive data. And by the time you do that, it might be a decade away. And who knows, maybe it's going to be too late. Jeff, what do you do with technology?
Whenever I do use my cell phone, Jim, what I do is that I always use an earpiece. But what really caused me to be very wary of this was the fact that, if you remember, when the male police officers who used to sit in their cars when they were doing speed traps and they had the handheld device, they would have it between their legs when they were just sitting there waiting for the cars to come along. Well, then all of a sudden, they started developing testicular cancer, and that was the source because of the errant...
Wait a second, Jeff. You're telling me there's a study that says police officers are more likely to get testicular cancer because they...
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. That's why they changed the... and they started using them mounted on the back window.
I need somebody to test my, and I'm not trying to make a joke here, but I'd like to get my sperm tested because look, for 15 years I've held my phone in my front pocket.
Well, all you have to do is, it's a simple principle.
I'm going to breed mutants.
That's called cause and effect.
Great point. Thank you very much, Jeff. And I'll take him at his word. I'm not fact-checking the studies that people are mentioning. Brian, do you believe that there is reason for concern with Wi-Fi and cell phones?
Well, absolutely. I believe electromagnetic chaos is real because it has to be. Those signals are just everywhere.
All right. Jake, do you feel safe with Wi-Fi and cell phones everywhere? Obviously, you're calling me on a cell phone right now.
You would have to be naive not to believe something of what the gentleman was saying, and he made really good points. But I think the biggest difference between smoking and using our phones is smoking is very active, and using our phones is so passive and ubiquitous. We do it all the time. We go everywhere there's Wi-Fi. It would be just impossible to live a life without being exposed to any of it. And I do worry about it, but I just don't know what the results are, and I need it on a day-to-day basis.
Do you have Wi-Fi at your house?
Absolutely. Wi-Fi at home, Wi-Fi at the office. You know, it's in my car. It's everywhere, and I don't worry about it actively.
I wonder if anybody's, like, wired their house so in every room they have a cord that they can plug into because they don't want any Wi-Fi. I'm guessing you can't have. You know, people don't necessarily have desktop. I guess I have a desktop, but, you know, people carry their laptop around in the kitchen and grab it during a party because you want to see a hilarious YouTube video that you were trying to explain or the great videos at newstalk1010.com. One tomorrow coming, by the way, involving undercover Uber. Peter, you're really concerned about the Bluetooth.
Yeah, I was, actually. I'm glad that Frank had it was Frank, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Frank mentioned it to you, and I'm glad you knew the topic. Thank you very much. This is something that's been a concern of mine for years. In fact, I got two boys, 10 and 12 now. We only gave them Wi-Fi when they were at the age of about, the oldest was, I think, 9 and a half or so. So 7 and a half for one, 9 and a half for the other. Before that, I had no Wi-Fi in the house, and it was a concern then. It is now. My biggest concern, though, Jim, is to do with schools. My concern there is I don't want the situation to get to the point where we've got, you know, 4G, 5G, 10G, whatever G could come along down the pipeline to be broadcasting faster and faster.
Yeah, I got to say, I guess I'm a bit of a convert because I've done these topics before where I thought, you know, maybe that everybody was a bit of a tinfoil hat wearing person. But, you know, until the jury's out, why do you want to take any chances?
Right. Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, very good point. Thank you. I have time for one more phone call. I do have time for one more phone call. Ken, you say these things are everywhere, but, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, is that good or bad?
I would say that you use the expression, the jury's out. These things are everywhere. If there was going to be some very negative health effects, we would absolutely know about it by now. It wouldn't be something that's kind of discussed a little bit here and there. It would be very, very evident. There's hundreds of millions of them. The statistics would be right in your face, and we'd know all about it. So I don't think there's going to be a problem.
Our guest would say that that's not necessarily true, and he says that there are 140 scientific studies that have already been done. But to your point, I mean, we've had cell phones for at least 10 years now, and so you'd think there'd be enough evidence.